Hello, my name is Declan. I'm a librarian with Kenny County Council Library Service and I'm based in the Local Studies Department. In the second of our two short talks on Kilkenny in the early 20th century, we're going to look at the royal visit of 1904. Kilkenny City, 10 years earlier than the ill-fated royal visit to Sarajevo, had also experienced a royal visit. In this case, it was the visit of King Edward VII and Queen Alexandra. This visit thankfully did not end in bloodshed or cause a world war, but did cause a lot of recriminations, tensions and bad feeling locally. In this respect, Kilkenny microcosm reflected many of the tensions that were to lead to war in 1914. In this case, an emergence trident Irish national identity at odds with an imperialist British one. The actual visit itself ran from Saturday, April 30 to Monday, 2nd of May 1904. The Marquess of Ormond was a friend of the King's and had informed the Kilkenny Grand Jury of the impending royal visit. As the visit was to the Marquess and the Kilkenny Agricultural Show, it was of a semi-private nature. Several events planned for the latter part of the visit were later cancelled due to inclement weather. The planning of the visit had caused a lot of controversy locally. A citizens' reception committee had been set up to plan events and reception for the royals. Financial support from Kilkenny Corporation, which had the nation's majority, was not forthcoming. The decoration of the city and the public reception was thus funded by local donations. The issue of whether Kilkenny Corporation should formally address and welcome the King caused further consternation. After an acrimonious debate, it was agreed following a vote that the address should go ahead. Similar debate was with the same result occurred within the County Council. The actual visit itself went smoothly, bar the weather. The royal party arrived in the railway station on Saturday in the early afternoon, where the much-debated public addresses occurred. The King and Queen were also addressed by representatives of the Kilkenny Agricultural Society and the Girls' Friendly Society. The royal party then processed the Kilkenny Castle through the decorated streets. Many turned out to see them. The reception, to quote the Kilkenny people, was generous rather than enthusiastic. After refreshments, the royals attended Kilkenny Agricultural Show in St. James's Park. Again, large crowds turned out to watch. Later, the Marquess of Ormond hosted a grand dinner for his guests on Saturday night in the castle. The citizens of the city were entertained by light displays and fireworks. On Sunday morning, the royal party attended services in St. Canice's Cathedral. Inclement weather meant that planned visits around the county had to be abandoned the same afternoon. The King departed Kilkenny on Monday around noon. The Kilkenny people in its editorial prior to visit was scathing regarding the addresses being made by local bodies to the King. The decorations put up in the city were described as cheap and nasty. The real issues facing Kilkenny, like emigration, the Pair of Feb, would not be addressed in these speeches, nor would the recent Boer War. The uneasy relationship that the southern part of Ireland had by now with the British Empire became apparent in local events like this. This tension between emerging local national identities and older, larger imperial ones is one of the contributing factors that led to war 10 years later. This was also the colour of Ireland's and Kilkenny's reaction to the war in 1914 and the impact it was to have on the city and county.